League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
My girlfriend Maria, she's going through this really, like, I wouldn't call it nasty breakup, but it's a sad breakup.
Sure.
I think when you get older, I think a lot of times when you're with somebody for like a long time, you just assume that you'll eventually get married and live happily ever after. But when you break up and now you're in your 40s and you had just committed the last 6 years of your life to somebody,
sure,
it stinks.
Well, it feels like a step backwards, you know, right at that moment. There are a couple kinds of breakups, right? There's the ones where you're heartbroken and you are on the downside of it maybe or whatever. And then there's the other ones where you know with every fiber of your being, it's what you need to be doing. You need to be free of this.
Right.
If you're not on that side of it, then there are upset.
It's Anna and Raven. I mean, they're still friendly.
Yeah.
So she saw a picture that he had posted on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and he was wearing her Beats headphones.
Yeah.
And she goes, I think I want to ask for them back. They're my headphones. I love those headphones. And I said, no, you can't ask for them back.
Well, so, I mean, she should have just been cleaner when they first broke up.
She moved out now, but
yeah.
Like some of her stuff is still there.
Oh,
but,
no!
Yeah, but if he's wearing the headphones, I told her she can't ask for them back. Because that's, I think, the number one rule of when you break up with somebody is that if the value of what you is going to be like kind of a discrepancy is under $200, you have to let it go. That's
well,
the magic number.
You know, Beats Wireless, all right? I mean, you're right there toeing the line. She should have done a clean sweep of the place before she left.
Yeah, but if
so
he's
if he
them.
Was out while she was moving out, he must have been wearing her headphones. And then he's a thief. And then I'm like, yeah.
No, but she said that they both used to use them all the time. They used to share them.
Know, man.
But she bought them.
Yeah.
And I think that's where things get tricky because there has to be certain rules of how and when are you okay to get things back from a relationship. Number one for me, if it's under $200 and you shared it, you got to let it go if it's not in your possession. And the only way you can really go back for it, if it's sentimental. Like if there's sentimental value.
It's like part of your family.
Yeah, like your mom gave you those for your 16th birthday and now she's gone to heaven. Like,
well, what guy would be wearing something your mom gave you from your 16th birthday?
Well, if it's your Beats headphones, I don't know. But to me, like, I feel like that's the number one rule.
As far as items go, I've always been the guy where I just let it all go. Because usually at that part of the relationship, I'm so sick of that person anyways. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes to get you out, I'll say the nasty thing. I'll give you the dining room table. I don't care. Just leave the space.
But what's the return policy?
Well, I think that frequency of use has got to play a part. If it's something that you never use and it's like a normal part of my lifestyle, I'm keeping it. A piece of stereo equipment when you're a guy, you know, a video game or something that you guys bought together or she bought for you or whatever.
I think if it's alive, you can't ask for it back via text. If it has legs, fur, or scales, or it's a human, like your children.
Wow.
Yeah. There needs to be more than just a text message. You have to call for that.
I mean, as odd as it sounds, I almost think like the kids, sometimes the text message is the safest method. But everything else, no, I totally wholeheartedly agree with that. I'm thinking if it's on my plan, I'm keeping it. So if it's a cell phone or if it's some sort of cable add-on or whatever it may be that, you know, came with some device or gadget, either you're handing it over or you got to pay me for it that day.
Think about all Beyonce's ex-boyfriends and they all like are driving around her cars.
Right.
She has to like text them, like, just leave it at my house,
right.
Leave the keys.
Such a busy parking lot Beyonce would have.
Yeah. The weather girl. That's what I used to call my husband's ex-girlfriend, the weather girl.
Why would that be? Did she bring the thunder and lightning?
No, because she was like, so she was studying, this was in college, she was studying to be a meteorologist.
Oh, okay.
And
I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah, and like she was nuts. She was not a fan of me, I'll tell you that for sure. When I started dating him, like she would send me these threatening emails and all this kind of stuff. But I used to call her the weather girl because like you can't call her by her real name when you're talking about her in general to public.
Sure.
Yeah. But I was wondering, like, does everyone do that? Does everyone give nicknames to your significant other's exes or to your ex? Like, did you give your ex a nickname? 1-800-330-9999. It's CNN Raven.
Well, to be clear, I mean, there's different kinds of nicknames, right? So there's ones that are somewhat flattering. There's ones that are totally flattering. And then there's ones that are totally derogatory in one way or another.
Right.
Yours seems a little bit petty, but it's, you know, that's the thing about nicknames, right? If you don't, you can't choose your nicknames in general. Anyways, mm-hmm. right? So when you get one that, you know, you don't like or whatever, it gets a little bit under your skin. My wife calls my first wife Skeletor. That's what she always called her from.
Why?
She would say it has to do with the look, a certain look of the face there.
It's funny.
But,
you know,
to be
that,
fair, my first wife was not nice, same thing. Mm-hmm. So when it was over, she was not ready for, you know, to admit defeat or whatever.
I think
given the fact that she disappeared the entire time we were actually married, that makes it totally ironic.
But you say Skeletor, and you immediately have a vision of what your ex-wife looked like.
Right.
You know, I imagine her being very thin, high cheekbones.
I don't want to be mean myself at this point. You know, again, the past is the past. But, you know, she wasn't nice to my wife. And, you know, and so my wife and her friends developed a name for
Skeletor.
Her. Yeah. That's what they did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Weather Girl.
Like groups of girlfriends, they do that. Groups of guys, they do that.
This even came up because earlier this morning we were talking about my girlfriend Maria is going through a breakup right now.
Yeah.
And she made me giggle because she started calling him the clock.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you?
Why is he the clock?
The clock. Because he always said he needed more time.
Oh.
Like whenever they went, like she was like saying, like, when are we gonna get married?
Right, I like that.
I need more time. I need more time. So she
I could work
calling
with
him
that.
The clock. I thought that was funny.
I'd call him like buzzer beater or something. Right. Like I could work with that. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff there.
Do you have a nickname for your ex? What is it? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Did you give your ex a nickname? What is it? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. My girlfriend Maria just gone through a breakup. She calls him the clock because he always said he needed more time. He needed all the time in the world because they never could, move on to the next
level. Get it together,
level.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, put the badge on, it makes you feel better, right?
Right.
You put that away, then you and everybody can relate to it because they've heard the stories. Your girlfriends, your guy friends or whatever, they've heard the stories. The best is when your friend gives them the nickname.
Yeah. I call my husband's ex-girlfriend the Weather Girl because she was studying to be a meteorologist, and she kind of fit the role of a weather girl.
Well, now you're going to get some hate mail from other weather girls.
Mm.
That's going to happen. You know that, right?
Yeah. Picture a weather girl.
My wife calls my first wife Skeletor.
Right.
I'll let you figure out the reasons why.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Did you have a nickname for your ex?
I call my ex-husband Cupcake because every time I'm telling our kids they can't do something, he purposely fights with me to let them do it. He wants to sugarcoat everything. Mm. He's always the good guy. He makes me be the bad guy. So, Cupcake.
I mean, that's the way it works in divorce, right? The guy always gives the toy after, right? He's the friend. I'm not going to say, you know what? Always. I'm not going to be.
That's not always.
It's not always.
Right.
But it's typical.
I can see where it'd be frustrating. Typical. Cupcake seems pretty fitting, to be honest. To be like, oh, all right, Cupcake, go ahead. Give him what you want. Go ahead. Good job, Cupcake. Yeah. I can see that would also drive your ex-husband crazy. Do you call him that to his face?
Not to his face.
No.
Right. Because that would be nuclear. That would be nuclear next level type stuff.
But my son called him it once.
Yeah,
he's like, did your mother do that?
Oh, man. That's the worst. Can't put him in the middle. That's not grown up. Come on.
I tell you what,
I wish my dad was a little bit more Cupcake when I was young, right? I would have had Super Nintendo probably a few years earlier.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You have a nickname for your ex?
I do indeed. And it actually sounds kind of sexy, but it's not. So my friends and I used to call her Bedbug. And it's because I couldn't get rid of her. We broke up, and I thought I made it clear that I didn't want to see her anymore.
Right.
But she just kept on showing up.
And then
up.
You'd call her at 3 a.m., right, on the way home from the bar or the diner. Oh,
no,
I kind of miss you, Smoopy Whoopy.
Other way around, man. She would show up at my job. She actually sat outside of my house one time.
Okay, now I'd call the police on that.
Right.
All
right.
She was relentless. I made it very clear it was done, but she just kept on coming back.
You don't welcome bed bugs into your bed.
Bedbug is a pretty clever one, though, because, you know, she would think that it's endearing. So you can say it in front of people, but they know it's because you have to burn your bedding.
Right.
Right. Same type of effect.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You have a nickname for your ex?
Yes, I call my ex John Mayer.
Why? Is he hot?
Well, you know, it's because he's a player. Like, he cheated on me. He cheated on his ex-girlfriend.
Mm.
He's basically like a serial cheater, and yeah. He thinks he's a playboy.
Does he play an instrument? Does he have like a guitar too? Does he one of those?
Yes, but badly.
Yeah. But you know what? You fell for it.
Yeah.
All right. Just to put that out there.
I did.
Every girl falls for a guy with a guitar every single time.
So true. It's so true and sad.
It's so funny how you call him John Mayer. Like, do you think John Mayer likes the fact that he gets associated with being like a playboy?
I think he did before. That's where he came off with all those arrogant interviews, like with Playboy, where he's talking about Jessica Simpson and Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. He was a jerk.
And Taylor Swift.
I think now he
Katy
regrets
Perry.
It. Yeah, well, now nobody will date him.
Right, it's true.
Yeah.
You haven't heard about a John Mayer being with another famous person in a long time.
Right. He's probably pulling a Tiger Woods, picking up somebody at like an Applebee's or something.
Mm.
The funny thing is if any of us ran into John Mayer, he could take us all out. I'd be like, you really want to go to lunch with me, John? Okay.
I wouldn't. He seems boring and annoying and psychotic. I read Jessica Simpson's book.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, there's a handful of things that I think you can do as a person that give you a one-way ticket directly to hell. And
okay. I mean, are you talking to me directly or just humans in general?
Humans in general.
Okay, because I feel like you've, you know, you've witnessed a few things already for me. So.
No. Never enough to get you a one-way ticket.
All right, one-way ticket to hell. What is it that you have to do?
If you lie about being sick so people will donate money to you.
That's a bad one.
That's all I need to know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
This guy, he's already facing fraud charges for pretending to have cancer and having people donate to him.
Disgusting.
He's already facing charges for that. He did it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretending that he had ALS. Here's one of the victims who was donated and what they said about it.
Somebody hit me up for claiming to be his daughter, that their dad had ALS and didn't have that long to live. It's just a slap in the face when somebody's lying about it.
Can you imagine? And on top of it...
Pretty low.
Yeah, they caught him again, so now he's facing more charges, and his wife is facing charges, too, because pretending to be the daughter asking for money.
Yeah, those white-collar crimes, though, he'll be out in 3 years or less with some sort of probation, and he'll probably be doing it again. A lot of times, that's what happens.
Yeah, but you know where he's not getting out of?
He's not getting out of hell.
Nope.
When he gets there.
One-way ticket.
Yeah, and faking when your kids are sick, that's terrible. That happens from time to time, right?
Yep.
And then faking if you're in the service and that type of I can't stand any of that stuff. It's all terrible.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you won't fix the thing that needs to be fixed on your vehicle, instead you will just continuously dump the fluid that it needs into it every time you need to drive somewhere. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, paying for the repair, that's all I need to know about you. So I only drive my van like, you know, maybe a dozen, two dozen times a year or whatever. And it seems like, you know, when you do that, when something sits all the time, every time you turn it on, it breaks, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way it works. It's kind of like a boat in that way. So, you know. Right now, today, I've got to go get something to pick up. But I'm not going to fix the power steering, Anna. I've got a gallon of power steering fluid in my garage. So why would I fix it? I'll just dump a pint or two in there, spill it out as I drive 20 minutes away, and then dump another pint in it to get home.
Is that safe?
Well, not for you.
I mean, for everybody else on the road.
Right. Like a... Well, not if you're a baby seal and you happen to be lapping up the liquid that's coming from it or something like that. Probably wouldn't be good.
Still not good.
Yeah.
Still not a one-way ticket to hell,
right,
though.
Right.
Kind of a pass on that.
Maybe detention.
Right.
You can see hell as you drive by and go, you want to end up there? This is a Scared Straight episode, but not quite the same.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Despite all the crazy changes that have been going on and the uncertainty, it dawned on me the other day that it's time for this.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's time for the kids to go back to school. Whether it's remote learning, whether it's in school, whether it's a hybrid, a mixture, if they're running around the backyard in some kind of weird pod that you've created with your neighbors, it's still back to school time. And for me, Raven, that means my favorite thing.
What's that?
Bedtimes have returned and they can't fight them because it's a school night.
Oh, so then you get your parent ritual back, right? I mean, it's not only the ritual for the kids, but of course it's the ritual for the entire household, right?
That's right.
You get your freedom back after a certain time.
It's Anna and Raven. And, you know, there's something to be said, especially for people like us that we have to go to bed early because we get up so incredibly early in the morning.
Sure, right.
To have the kids have some kind of routine to go back to bed at a reasonable time where I can actually have some alone time after they're asleep is incredible.
I mean, realistically, what time do the kids go to bed? Because you should be going to bed earlier than you are. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, yeah. So my toddler Dakota goes to bed at about 8:15.
Okay.
And Hayden, my older daughter, she's 11. Since March, it's been like whatever. Do whatever you got to do. I don't even know what time
she's helping you run the household, so it's kind of like whatever. But right.
But like this week, we started, you know, practicing because you got to get to bed early, which is so ridiculous. I think a parent, we just made that up. Like,
no,
you have the parent to go to sleep.
You
to practice.
You need a couple days because if not, man, it's rough.
But she's got a hard 9 o'clock in bed, 9:30. Your eyes better be closed, and it feels so good because most nights I'll stay up till 10 now, and that
you're giving yourself the extra time.
That half hour of just by myself time, it's like I could get back into my ritual.
Now I know why you've been coming in so sleepy the last 3 days, because now you're staying up till 10 again. Now I know, because you have been all this week. You've been talking about how sleepy you've been.
I think a lot of parents have a ritual for when their kids go to bed, when they have that alone time, what they actually do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I would assume so anyways, right? I mean, when somebody's in your area, you can't do the things that you would do typically, that you don't want people to witness anyways.
And I'm so excited for it, but my ritual is actually pretty boring.
What is it?
I go downstairs.
Yeah.
I wash the dishes.
Okay. Well, that is sexy me time.
I put away whatever laundry there is.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
I take a shower.
Okay.
But then I get into bed and I play Candy Crush with the lights off.
Right. That's it.
Oh,
until your heart's content. Until I can't keep my eyes open anymore.
That's my nighttime ritual. Put the kids to bed, and that's what I do. But I think other parents have unique rituals, too. What is their me time? What do you do when the kids finally go to sleep? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. It doesn't matter if your kid is remote learning or if they're going back in person or if they're doing a hybrid version of the two. There's one thing that happens this time of year that will always bring a smile to my face. Bedtimes are reinforced after the summer.
Structure is back, people. Do it.
It's Anna and Raven. It's the most wonderful time of the year, especially for me, because finally, it's a school night. You got to go to bed. And I think as a parent, when those kids are finally asleep and the house is quiet, it just feels so good.
Well,
right?
That's your moment to get out of the starting block, right? That's when you whatever it is that you thought about doing and you didn't want to do in front of them all day long, that's your moment. Whether that's a glass of wine, whether that's a project or whatever, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What do you do the minute your kids are asleep? That's the big question. And I'm reading our text line, which you can call or text. And it's hilarious. When the kids are down, my husband and I play their Minecraft dungeon game on the Xbox to level up our characters.
That's funny.
I know.
That way you can be competitive when you come back and face them again. Wow.
It's true.
I like that. Without interruption.
My daughter has this one game that's not, it's a kid's game, but I guess it's like a teenager game.
Sure.
I can't really describe it, but like all during the day, I pretend like I have no interest in it.
Right.
The minute she goes to bed.
That's it. You're on it.
On it. Right on it. Another text says, I watch true crime shows. That's a good one because I feel like I can never watch, like Raven, when you talk about
the
all
grit.
The shows that you watch,
right.
I can never watch those because they have swear words. And I'm like, oh, I have to wait for the kids to go to sleep. And usually when they go to sleep, I immediately go to sleep. But you're right. It's the first time I can go on Netflix and actually see like shows with swears and be able to be a part of it.
I watch everything. I give Anna suggestions. Then she comes in and announces that she started to watch it with Hayden. And I'm like, no, no. So now all my recommendations I send right from the get-go. I say, cannot watch this with the kid.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you do when the kids go to bed?
All right. Well, I put my toddler down at 7 and then I work out because it is the only time I have a treadmill in the basement. So I will run and then have a nice glass of wine to help me sleep because I am so wound up for the day.
How do you work out that late? I always
anger
envy people.
Is what
that,
I'm guessing.
Like, aren't you tired after running after a toddler all day?
I am always tired. Yeah. It's like, but an anxiety and frustrated fueled tiredness.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the first thing you do when you put your kids to bed?
As soon as my oldest goes down, he's 5 at 8 p.m., I immediately have a dessert. And I tell my children that it's not normal to have dessert every night, but I always have something and I don't want them to see it.
Hide dessert.
Right. You got to do what you got to do to survive.
Right.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Right? Sometimes mama needs a little reward and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Like, do you get ice cream or chocolate bars or cookies or do you bake?
I like pretty much anything chocolate. It's bad.
Me too. Yeah, I have a popsicle at night because I only let them have one popsicle a day. But I know if they see me having that popsicle.
Everybody's got to have one.
Everybody's got to have a popsicle.
Now the box of popsicles is gone in 2 days.
1-800-330-9999. If you're a parent, what's that thing you do when the kids finally go to sleep? What's the first thing you do when your kid goes to bed? That moment of freedom where you go, it's me time.
Right. Switch over to HBO. Watch a little R-rated content, man. Maybe pour yourself a glass of wine.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Even with all the uncertainty that's happening right now about how your kids are going back, the one thing that stays the same is like, now you got to start enforcing those bedtimes, whether they really need it or not. More or less for me, it's like my sanity. It's like, school night. Got to go to bed. 9 o'clock. Let's go.
Sweet, sweet freedom. It's not normalcy just for them. It's normalcy for you.
Yeah. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. What do you do when your kids go to bed? Ironically, what I do is all not that sexy. It's like wash the dishes, put away the clothes, take a shower, but then I crawl into my bed, I turn the lights off, and I play Candy Crush until I fall asleep.
Oh, it's the best, right?
The best.
It's your euphoric time, your utopia.
It is. Barbara said that she loves to do puzzles, and she says she started during the quarantine. It's very relaxing after a crazy day working in the ER and then the kids. Makes a lot of sense. Because I have a toddler, too. I have an 11-year-old and an almost 2-year-old.
Toddler's going to eat the puzzle pieces.
No, but it's like when you work on something and then the toddler destroys it.
Yeah.
You can't even get mad at them because it's your own fault because you left it within hand's reach. But it's like, oh, my gosh.
People frown upon you if you hang your kid upside down for a couple minutes as punishment over that. Where is the corner piece?
I made one of those wood boards that have, like, you know, like an inspirational word on it. And
sure.
Like, it was just, like, kind of my own craft.
Right.
She took a blue crayon, Dakota.
Nice.
And she just drew all over it. And I like walked into the family room and I was like, oh, yeah. You know, and like, what are you going to do?
Honey.
It's my own fault because I left it there,
right,
you know?
Right.
If she was asleep, I wouldn't have had that problem. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do after the kids go to bed?
I pour myself a glass of wine and buy some TikTok. I'm in my glory. My husband works.
Oh, you get a full break then.
Right, then it's all yours. Watch whatever you want on television, eat whatever you want without witnesses. I love it.
It sounds so bad to say it, but like when my husband's not home and the kids are asleep, it is the ultimate feeling of freedom. It's like I can do anything I want now.
Oh, yeah, I took this off at like 11:45 last night, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah. Own it, girl, own it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do when the kids go down to bed?
Good morning. So my kids are a little bit older, and they're boys, so the first thing I do is take my bra off.
Nice.
Right. Right, okay.
Smart.
Right. So, I mean, even with the fam with a loose sweatshirt, though, you don't lose that bra until the kids are asleep, huh? You are. You are somebody that's putting in some serious rules there.
No, I don't want them to be traumatized and think that when I need a girl, they're supposed to be down there. You know what I'm saying?
I 100% understand that. That is hilarious. See, for my daughter, I like to not wear my bra a lot so she can see what a woman's body actually supposed to look like. But I can understand for sons, it's a little bit different.
When they bring their friends over?
Oh,
well,
yeah,
right.
No,
I mean, if there's friends or guests, like, we don't go walking the dog with my wife not wearing a bra. But, you know, if the pizza delivery guy's coming, like, we don't put one on for that.
Yeah. A fashion trend from the 90s may be back to help your kids. It's Anna and Raven. This was trending on the news last night.
So many communities are incorporating virtual learning into lesson plans this fall, and that has parents concerned about the effect all of that computer time could have on their children's eyes. Spoke to an eye doctor about a possible solution called blue blockers.
Wait a minute.
Don't act like that's a new invention.
New invention? And then the doctor goes on to say this.
Most people like to have a non-glare or anti-reflection coating. A lot of these coatings nowadays have an option where you can put that blue filter light in there.
No.
That's already been done.
Yep.
Certain things get solved and then you never go back to revisit them again.
Like, what are you talking about, this new invention? Because when I think of blue blockers, this is what I think of.
Oh!
Blue blocker sunglasses. They're really different.
My name is Geek. I put them on as a shocker. Man, I love these blue blockers. Everything is clear. They block out the sun. Oh, yeah. I gotta get me some.
Yeah.
I remember.
Did you remember that?
Yes.
All I kept thinking about as I was watching this, I was like, get these kids some blue blockers. Like, that's going to be it. Like, that's what you got to get. We got to go get those blue blockers, those big things that wrap around your head.
Yeah, yeah. The great thing is not only will it, help your eyes, but it'll create a new connection between you and your grandparents.
It's true.
Right? Because they're the ones who got them. I mean, my wife's grandparents still have the blue blockers. Mm-hmm. And whenever I ask them about the blue blockers, they rave about them so much. It makes the whole party laugh. They don't even get the joke. The best part about blue blockers, Anna,
yep,
not only do they block out the blue light, of course,
yeah,
but you can put them on over your sunglasses or regular glasses.
Ah, come
They're
on.
So wide.
Right.
They're so big.
Yeah.
They go right over them.
This dude wants to create a new blue blockers. Like, we haven't already mastered that. In 1994,
he's trying to cash in, man. You're gonna get sued by somebody. I don't know who owns it. Maybe it's the same guy who's got the rotisserie thing. Maybe it's George Foreman at this point. But that idea has been done.
It's like a windshield that you wrap around your face that protects you from the computers, and that's what the kids need now.
Yeah, I think that they're gonna have to issue some sort of card though, because I believe they were only selling them to people over 70 back in the day.
Well, now they're gonna fix
that. Also that rapper guy.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of that rapper guy, he has one last thing to say to you.
So there you have it, folks, out there in TV land. Get you some glasses, they're sweeping the land. Remember what I said, now I'm a hip hopper, yeah. Go get you some blue blockers.
I mean, it just feels good.
I mean, it does.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
Ever need life advice? You could always ask my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden. Email her, hayden@annaandraven.com, and she'll answer basically anything. She has no qualifications to give this advice, but trust me, she's always got something to say.
I mean, did you ever Google any of your doctor's background stuff? Probably not.
Right.
All right, Hayden, today's email says, Hayden, looking for your opinion on this. I've been dating my boyfriend now for 3 years. He's studying music at a pretty great music college. The only problem is I don't think he's that great, and I think he needs a better backup plan once he graduates next year. How should I tell him this, or should I not say anything at all?
Well, if I were you, what I would do is I would simply just lie.
What do you mean, lie?
Tell him that in case his music career doesn't go as he planned, that he should probably have a backup job, just in case it doesn't go as planned.
But never tell him that you don't think he's that great of a musician.
No, because then he's probably going to break up with you.
His dreams will be crushed. And, like, if you love somebody and you're with somebody, you want them to believe in you and your dreams, right?
Yeah.
So you would just continue to lie to your boyfriend and tell him that he's great and support him, and then just slyly mention that maybe there should be a plan B.
Yeah.
That's pretty good advice. How do you think she should bring it up to him?
You could say, like, hey, I was thinking about my future, and I was thinking about yours, too. So I was thinking, in case my career doesn't go as planned, I might need a plan B. So I think you should come up with a plan B, too.
Any suggestions for a plan B if the musician thing doesn't work out for him?
He'd become a music teacher.
That's actually a great job if you love music, right?
Yeah. He also could be somebody who's on radio shows like you.
You think people that have no music talent, that's what we do, we become DJs?
Well, why do you think you can't sing on the air?
Oh, wow. I mean, at first, I felt bad for music teachers. And then I was corrected.
Right.
I love it.
This is where people with no musical talent go. We become DJs.
That's fair. That's fair to say. You know, listen, you got to address these things suiting her out. If she keeps telling him that he's fantastic and that she believes in him, at some point, sometime down the road when they've gotten a little bit more tired of each other, truth is coming out, right? That's when the resentment will pop out. She'll say, you know what? I always thought you were terrible. On the other hand, when you're invested in somebody that's following, like, their artistic dreams, you've always got to think to yourself, if I'm the one who tells them it doesn't work and dump them, and then in 2 years they're a superstar,
oh, yeah,
I got to live with that.
Wait.
So I gotta hold on, and I gotta wait and see.
I don't know if I've told you the story before, but I know a girl who used to date Channing Tatum.
Okay, yep.
And she,
good call.
She said all the time, like, she, like, they broke up because, like, she was tired of him chasing his dreams, and, like, she wanted to settle down. Like, can you imagine? You dumped Magic Mike? Are you what?
Yep.
Like, sometimes. Just to protect yourself,
yeah.
You should be like, yeah, wow. No, you're good.
I mean,
keep going for it. But just in case, how do you feel about radio? Because that's where everybody else goes when you fail.
It's a slippery slope here, you know? But that might not be the worst advice.
Yeah.
If you need advice, email me, hayden@annaandraven.com. That's Hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and then you decide who's right. Fred and Tanya. Tanya, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband, he doesn't believe in, like, paying kids to do chores. He thinks if they're going to live in the house, they should just grow up and be normal, functioning members of society. They can just do the things that they're supposed to do. Make your bed, take the dog out, and stuff like that. But I don't see what the big deal is. Like, I feel like we should reward them. So, like, you know, if they make the bed, I'll give them $2. If they, like, take out the trash, they get another, like, $2 or $3. I feel like that's how the world works. You work, and then you get paid.
Let me clarify. So is this like piecemeal, or you have like a set thing? You say, okay, do all your chores this week and you get $5 or $8 or whatever for the week? Or on a daily basis, are you saying, hey, make your bed and I'll give you $2?
Well, it depends. So there are certain things like every week that has to be done, like, you know, taking out the trash. So like they'll get $5 a week, yeah, for when they take out the trash. But there's other things daily where like sometimes like I'll walk the dog, but like if the kids walk the dog, then I'll give them $2.
That sounds like going broke.
Fred, what do you think about this?
Well, I mean, it's not like I never believe in rewarding the kids, but I think that there are certain things that they should be doing just because they're supposed to do them, because that's how the world works.
I'll tell you how he rewards them, man. He knocks out that rent.
Well.
You like them lights, kids? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be too harsh, but I mean, it's like there are things like I didn't get paid to do chores when I was a kid.
What does that have to do with anything? You didn't get paid to do chores. Like your parents also, you know, like had issues. Like we're not trying to replicate their marriage, are we?
No, but I think that we can instill a little inherent responsibility in the kids without having to involve money.
I got
to
tell you, like, I mean, I'm cool with allowances, Anna, but I can't, the idea of paying them based on one thing they do each day or whatever, then you're going to have to pay them for everything.
Yeah, but if we do special things at work, then we would get paid separate. So it's kind of the same thing.
Are you really comparing them? Not at all. It is not the same thing.
I'm saying, like, you know, if they go over and beyond what they're supposed to be doing and they're doing extra chores to make extra money.
Walking their dog. Well, walking their dog, the family dog.
Hold on. Why don't we ask our audience what they think? They may agree with you, Tanya. It's kind of how the world works. And you're just teaching them that if you work harder, then you'll make more. And there's nothing wrong with that. But they may see your side, Fred, that they're children and they have to learn that there's just certain responsibilities that they have. And that's the end of it. Do you guys both agree to listen to our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Fred and Tanya are having a hard time figuring out the difference between giving an allowance and kind of a pay scale based on chores. Fred says they shouldn't really give the kids anything. They should just learn to be valuable members of society that lived at their house for free.
I'm going to put my lawyer cap on here for a minute and say that I think it's about precedent.
Tanya, though, thinks that if they go over and beyond what they're supposed to be doing and there's certain chores should have certain dollar amounts attached to them so they learn that they get paid for doing certain special things. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on his side. It's one thing to give kids an allowance, but if you're going to start paying them for every little thing, they won't do anything unless you give them money.
An allowance is good. Set chores is good. And if they do something extraordinary, a reward is fine. But being like, hey, you took out the dog, here's $2, or hey, you made your bed when that's not on your regular chores, here's $2. What happens when they're 14? Oh, you want me to do this with your mother? Go out with you and grandma? $50, mom. You know what I mean? Come on.
I think my daughter's so lazy that even the money incentive wouldn't get her.
Right. Like, well, nope. There's going to be a pay scale at that point, right?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Fred and Tanya are having a disagreement about allowance because Tanya says that the kids should get a certain amount of money for certain chores that they do. Fred doesn't believe in this. He says that they should learn to just be valuable members of society that get to live at their house for free.
Well, weekly allowance he's okay with, but what scares him basically is when she starts breaking out the extra dollars.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on the husband's side.
Tell us
if
what.
If you're constantly rewarding them, they're not going to be a contributing member to the family. I just feel, you know, when does it stop? You're going to reward them for putting their laundry in the hamper next?
Right. I mean, back in the day, they used to be hunter-gatherers out there, Anna, right? If they didn't go out and pick fruit or go ahead and take down a buffalo, they weren't going to eat, all right? That's the kind of family members that we need.
Speaking of putting clothes in the hamper, I don't understand why it's so difficult for both my husband and my daughter to find their socks and put them in the hamper.
Mm-hmm.
I find socks all over the house in the weirdest places.
You want to know why it's so difficult? Because they take for granted that you'll do it.
It's true. Maybe if I paid them. them, they would do it.
A quarter per sock. Yeah. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side, 100%. Me personally, I also did not get rewarded for doing the chores that I had to do. I don't think children should be paid to clean up after themselves. Personally, I have 3 kids. And we do something a little different in our home. Instead of an allowance, we have what's called a prize box, and we have raffle tickets. So whenever they do something extra or clean up messes that they weren't asked to clean up, they receive a little raffle ticket, and they get their name on it, and they also get the reason why they earned it, and they put it in the prize box. And we do kind of like the arcade system. When there's X amount of tickets, they can cash out.
I mean, I think it's brilliant.
Tickets to be able to cash out.
I mean, I think it's. I would literally come to your house this afternoon and do a chore, maybe, because I wanted a raffle ticket. Like,
right.
That sounds awesome.
But,
right?
What was, but what if it was a 50-50 raffle and you get half the money?
Oh, no, I'm not giving it back. No, I'm not giving it back.
You gotta get back the money if you win it.
Thanks for the call.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the husband's side. I nannied for 10 years, and I see the repercussions of rewarding kids for every teeny little thing. And it's not pretty. This whole, like, generation of you get a participation trophy is absurd because you have to do things because you have to do things. You have to do the dishes because you use the dishes. Mm. You have to do your laundry because it's your laundry.
What if you got a raffle ticket? Would that incentivize you to do more things? Like, if you did my laundry and I gave you a raffle ticket, would you be like, this is cool?
Right.
This is cool. We got a deal.
That's a negative Ghost Rider.
I disagree with her, but I loved her Top Gun reference.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Fred, our audience agreed with you this morning. They felt like if the kids should understand that there's certain responsibilities they have as being members of your family, and that's all there is to it. There shouldn't be separate rewards for each different chore.
Great, cool. See, they get it.
What? No, I don't. I don't think that works. I think you have to reward kids. Like, that's what... You're incentivizing them. I think it's a good way to work.
Right, but the audience didn't agree with you, Tanya. That's the
right.
thing.
Yep. You called us and you lost, Tanya.
Right. So we do wish you guys the best of luck, but maybe you want to take that into consideration moving forward, okay?
Okay. All right, thank
you.
Thanks.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. If anybody else has an issue, you can always email us, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Kim.
All right, Kim. Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring Raven back in, and I'll ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $1,300. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Number 1, HBO Max has been trending because of their Action Park documentary called Class Action Park, which they claim happens to be one of the most dangerous water parks in the world. In what state was Action Park located?
New Jersey.
Number 2, Dancing with the Stars finally announced their full lineup for the new season. Among others, it includes Carole Baskin from Tiger King, NBA great Charles Oakley, rapper Nelly, and Neef Schulman, who hosts what MTV show?
Catfish.
Number 3, Dwayne The Rock Johnson released a video saying that he, his wife, and his children are all recovering from COVID and they're doing well. The Rock has a signature pose where he raises one of these. What is it?
His arm.
Number 4, according to a new study, pizza is the number 1 food you should not reheat in the microwave. What pizza company has the slogan, better ingredients, better pizza?
Papa John's.
And number 5, Billy Joel never sells the front row of his concerts. Instead, he sends his road crew up to the fans in the nosebleeds, and he brings them down to the best seats. What was the name of the Broadway musical that features all music by Billy Joel?
I'll say the Piano Man.
All right. Not bad, Kim. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
Kim got 3 out of 5.
It's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
All right. Number 1, HBO Max has been trending because of their Action Park documentary called Class Action Park.
Cool.
Which they claim to be one of the most dangerous water parks in the country.
I mean, there's a few of them, but yeah.
In what state was Action Park located?
It's Jersey, isn't it?
Yes. Number 2, Dancing with the Stars finally announced their full lineup for the new season. Among others, it includes Carole Baskin from Tiger King,
mm-hmm.
NBA great Charles Oakley, rapper Nelly, and Neef Schulman, who hosts what MTV show?
I don't. Jersey Shore? I don't have any idea.
Catfish.
I didn't even know that was still on.
All right, number 3, Dwayne The Rock Johnson released a video saying that he, his wife, and his children are all recovering from COVID and they're doing well.
He's tougher than COVID. Of course he is. He's The Rock.
The Rock has a signature pose where he raises one of these. What is it?
His eyebrow, of course. Come on.
That's right.
What did she say? What did you say?
She said his arm.
Well, normally the arm's with it, too, but the eyebrow is the move.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Number four, according to a new study, pizza is the number one food you shouldn't reheat in the microwave. Okay. What pizza company has the slogan, better ingredients, better pizza?
Papa John.
Yeah.
And it's not true.
Okay, number five. Billy Joel never sells the front row of his concerts. Instead, he sends the road crew up to the fans in the nosebleed sections and brings them down to the best seats.
That's why those people look crazy.
And my cousin was one of them once.
Yeah?
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
That is cool.
What was the name of the Broadway musical that features all music by Billy Joel?
Moving Out! Come
That's
on!
Right. That's
Billy Joel. Don't play Billy Joel with me.
I didn't think you'd know the name of the actual play, though.
I'm moving out.
All right. I'm sorry, Kim. He beat you 4-3 this morning.
This is Kim. And I can't beat Raven.
All right, but you are going to get your own Anna and Raven t-shirt, so hold on 1 second.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
And we'll have another shot for you to win. We'll throw another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow. $1,400. I'll give you the cheat sheet coming up at noon and 5:30 today. It'll be the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.